Should we start?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I guess we'll be speaking on Yoni Chanukah, I guess with some sort of sense of something that's nogea to us, I guess, in Yonim of bringing it out into our perspective on things. So the Gemara says that brings the whole story of Hanukkah, and then it says, "Umipnei zeh skinu chachomer shabois ador, shushmein asayom elo shetchilosan milel chamisha ve'esim bekislev meisimcha ve'halol, umadlikim behen haneris be'erev al pischabotim olay ve'laylo." The haris ulegalis hanes. So this is better a quote from the Gemara. The Gemara it says that they were misakin Yimei Simcha Vaido. They were kaved at Vasum Yontiv, it says, Behal Vaido, I'm sorry. The Rambam switches for Haido, he switches Madlikim Ben Aneris. Later on, in the Rambam, it's Mashma that he is the attacker that Neris Chanukah Oshayach to the Haido specifically. He says, "Mitzvahs nechanek mitzvah chavivi ad moed, v'tzorchon mizoybok de lohoidei anes, lohoisev b'shevach hakel v'hoidoi eloi al anisim sha'asalonu." So the inyan of nes carries in itself, the inyan of adlokas neiris carries in itself hoido also. So it's reasonable to say that the Rambam substituted adlokas neiris for hoido. He felt that that's what it means. In the Gemara, the Gemara's lashon is that they assume yontiv b'hal v'ido. L'maisa, to say that the v'ido means the alanisim, it's not really, it's not a major kvias. Sachakol, if you get the alanisim, you don't have to go back again. It's not mistava, the Rama held that that's to leave out neiris, to say that they made it a yontiv with this. So mainly he says this is the neiris. Bal kol panim, the inyan to say that this is a yontiv with halal and hoidah, so the Rambam adds simcha, and he says v'halal umadligim ben aneris. So to say that the kvias yontiv, which is he's come off the Gemara, asom yontiv b'hal v'hoidah, is hadlokas neiris, it's a very unusual type of a kvias yontiv. Simcha mishta and halal are ubiquitous. That's every yontiv. Shaila, whether kaveh simcha or not, but akaponim, the hidah part is the part that's really, really very difficult to understand where that comes in as a yontiv. Where's the simcha coming? Where's that included? The riyaz, the piskiyaz, actually says that the halal that we say is halal, and the Hoido is adlokas neiris connected that, because he also understood that to say that Allah nisim is that loshen, that's very, very hard to say. It's not a big kvias inside halach, it doesn't occupy such a big mokum. And to say that that's the kvias, it's like upon they also is adlokas neiris. Rashi is clear. But I say the Rios is clearly, the Ram is obviously going with it. And the question is, was it mean that Hoidah is incorporated in Adlokas Neiris? Lechura, what's the Hoidah over there? What does it mean exactly? Bechlal, there's the Inyan of Hoidah is strange over here, because Mela, let's take Pesach. So Pesach, we were enslaved. We suffered. Things were terrible. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and was goyalas. So a haido over there makes a lot of sense. And the Maradas Bina Halaladuya, it's not a formal part of it, but it's incorporated. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have been goyalas, we would be there and so on. That's the, in the bracha that we make, all of that is definitely 100% part and parcel of it, that this is the Metzius. But Chanukah, they were guys that we shouldn't keep the Torah. Okay, so if they guys us not keep the Torah, guys not keep the Torah. I mean, I don't know how to say it nicely, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's problem, not our problem. I mean, and now we can keep the Torah. We keep the Torah. There's something there that's missing. Of all the Yom Tovim, the only Havlata of Haidah is by Chanukah, where the Etzem Gzeira wasn't Bechalal on us. Purim, it was a Gzeira on us. It was a problem. So I understand the Gzeira. Over here, it was a Gzeira not to Torah Mitzvahs. So it's very nice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could be Mahalal his wonderful things he did. But at the end of the day, we're still... It's the problem, so to speak, was his, and where are we coming with that? Let me explain a little bit in a very, very interesting tefillah we say that's very strange. We have a tefillah called Moedim. Moedim anachnach shatu Hashem alekem kevaseinu l'vet. Its seder advarim seems to be very, very clear. We have Bakashas, then we have Ritzei, which is a tefillah that the Bakashas should be miskabel. In the big picture, Ritzei Hashem Imam Chisos Vosom, and so on and so forth. Moedim is Hidoya, and it's all about Noyduch HaSapel, Chayinam, Shemedecham, Shemedecham, Kudosach, Nisekhshon, and so forth. That all is fine. And then there's a Moedim Rabbanan, which we answer Maidim with Maidim. That's very unusual. We have Brachas, we answer with saying Amen. Shema Yisrael, we answer with Baruch Shem Kod Nachusay. So each time somebody makes a Bracha, we answer with something. That makes sense for Teres and Aniyah to somebody else's Amira. The Chazan says Moedim, and what do we say when the Chazan says Moedim? We say Moedim Anachnu, Moedim Rabbanan. First of all, what's Mechayim has to say anything? It's a bracha. At the end, you'll say Amen. Baruch Atah Hashem, Hatoshim, Chol Chonei Lohoidois. So we'll answer Amen to it. What's the problem? And, Mechatesa, there's a Moedim. In Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, Kod Chutzal, and Ved, there was a response. There was a response back of Avinu, and b'meila we keep the response. Over here, the Gemara asks it, so what are we saying? Who says we should say something? The Gemara doesn't explain why. And we answer Maidim. We answer Maidim with Maidim. Now, the Maidim is a combination of a lot of bits and pieces. Maidim is a combination, the Maidim Rabbanan is a combination of all sorts of Amayroim, Madiomrim, that we put together. But first of all, there's a bakasha inserted in it, which is also Madiomah, but Kain Chayenus Kaimena says, Vesachat Shanecha, Lishmo Chakel Sitzanecha, Lotre Vesholom, Al Shanachno Moedim Lok. So the first, the piece that's inserted, Kain Chayenus Kaimena Vesachat Vesachat Shanecha, and so on. Where are we coming from? Mela Ritzei, I understand. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mekabel it like the tefillah. Isha Yisrael, Os Filosom, Be'avos Kabel, Be'rotzen. Those are the inyonim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mekabel. And then we finish off, V'sech Zene Neinu. So that's, whenever we're mispal about a certain inyon, we add that we should shtel tzut to that. So we're saying, that's in tefillah is, it's a bakosh of Avedishu miskabel. What, if we finish saying that, we say Vesach Zenah. Not much different than Or Chodesh Al Tzion Toyer V'nis Kol Me'el Oyroi, which is a shayla in the Poskim to say it or not, but it's in the same context. We're speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Oyer, so we add that. Moedim, what are we saying over here that's the Kein Chayenus Kaimenu Sesgul Sin HaSunecha and so on and so forth? The people who are ruggle with Milad and Tzinusa say that that's what's called Moedim Rabbanan, because when a Rav tells you thank you, he's betzim coming with a bakasha. So the bakasha is following in the wake of the Moedim. But if you... But what is it? Where where is there a segue into it? You said Moedim, you thank Rosh Hashanah, Kein Chayin Skaimenu. There's no, I mean... So, need a little bit to understand the difference, the core difference in Halahidah, understanding what the Takana was, it was unique in this Takana of Hanukkah and so on. The Etzem Inyan Halal is Madgish, the Shevach of the Oiseh. A person does something, I am a Halal him for what he does. That's what halal is there for. So anytime I'm a halal somebody for doing something, hidah means I did something. Somebody did something for me. B'meila, something that seems to be mine. There's a hidah on that. That's the tsura of hidah, and it's like hadas valdin. It's the pshat that. Something that I possess and that I have, I shtol tzu to the owner. I shtol tzu to the person where it's coming from. That's what a hidah is. So a halal deals just with the oisa hamaisa. A halal is something which is it describes the asiya of the person who did it. And all the antoivim that deal with nisim and the flaws of HaKadosh Baruch Hu deal with that. That I describe what the Bereshit did and his wondrous things. Hoidah is minimally when I benefited from it. And it's much deeper than that. It means, be'etzem, it's easy for me, if Lamashal, if Ruvain helps Shimon with a Gevaldik Chesed, gave him a lot of money, he gave him a contact, he helped him with something. So it's quite easy for me to mahal that person because it doesn't take away from my covet. So if I'm in the race also for being a big bal chesed and bal tzedaka, so then the teva drum is a little bit memayet on his uftu. But if I'm not the bal yecholis and I speak about Reuven, there's a gevaldik gevald bal tzedaka, he helped Shimon and Merdik. There's no reason why I should say less than the full shevach of the person. Hoidah means I'm taking away from myself. So I'm a very mutzlachik businessman. I'm doing very well, and now I'm coming along, and I'm saying be'etzem it has nothing to do with me. So and so invested a ton of money. So and so. Showed me the right connections, gave me the right connections. So and so has helped me with this, this, and this. B'meila, it's on my cheshbon. That's every type of hoidah, and b'meila hoidah is a tremendous is a tremendous ma'isa, much bigger than halal. Of course, everybody says thank you. Baruch Hashem, that we're not. But how much of a thank you, and how much will I say? The emis and you think that it's my gevaldik shtigel Torah, he taught it to me. It's betzim his. You think that I'm a very successful businessman? It's his investments and his know-how. All of these things are coming at my cheshbon, and when I'm made it to a person, I acknowledge it. That's why hodor comes with a shtachava, because it's a kfifas kaima. That's so be'etzim. If we ask ourselves. The nekuda of halal is the shevach of the person being mahalal. The nekuda of hoidah is this batlus of yourself to that one. In the olam of in my relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so halal is something that requires a certain hakara, and a person needs to be aware. Honest look and so on. That's where halal comes in. Hoidah means that I'm a vatal my mitzias to Rabbi Yisraelam, and b'meila the I'm kol kuloi bottle to Rabbi Yisraelam, and the emes what I think I have is all of his. that's something that is in many ways a higher dagger. It's a sharper dagger. Its counterpart in the world of mitzvahs is Mesiras Nefesh. When somebody does a mitzvah with anything, with hardship, it came hard, it's difficult. So I can always explain it in terms of gaining something else. The muscle. I work very, very hard, okay? But I make a lot of money. I am willing to sacrifice, sell my house, because I'm going to take the money and invest it and make something big out of it. So anytime I do something that's difficult, it only means that whatever I'm going to gain from it is going to be better. A person, Lolenu, undergoes difficult medical treatment. It's painful, it's difficult. On the hope that he'll live, he'll be much better. He'll you know, whatever it is, he'll gain from it. When a person gives up his life, then the pshat is there's no explanation for it. Because what am I gaining better? What am I gaining more than what I have? So Bal Karchach, what lies in a sense of a person giving up is I have nothing but that. My life is not a life if I'm not doing what's right, and if Lom Lichayim. So the ultimate, when a person is Moisei Nefesh for a mitzvah, a person is mevatel his entire metzias as an entire chiyus for Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's what a maisa of Mesiras Nefesh is. The ultimate hoidah is, I have no metzias other than Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what hoidah is be'etzem at its ultimate. So, it's true in the Mesiras Nefesh. The Maisim over here, this was the first Mulchama where basically we were Maisa Nefesh for Ruchnias. In the other ones, in the Nisim Neflos of Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu was there for us. We didn't do anything. He was just there for us, and that's why the ultimate Halal is there. In the events in Purim, we struggled for our Guf, and Bimela and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us. Chanukah, we were Moisei Nefesh for Ruchnias. In Purim, the Tefillahs of Sumalai and all of that, the minimal, the Ishtadlus we made was Ishtadlus to save ourselves. Here, we were willing to go all out in order not to lose out on our Ruchnistic world. So Bimela, the first Gili Bepoil of Haidah came then. Until in the first Kufa Klai Yisrael, things were open, things were clear, and B'meila Halal was an Ikra Vaida. On Chanukah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's involvement was much less clear. When we were Meisa Nefesh for mitzvahs, we showed that we're giving our metzias, is our the only life that's worth living, is if it's a life of Torah mitzvahs. If not, it's not worth living. So the ultimate display of Haidah, of Haidah's Bal Din on our part, came from there. When a person can do mitzvahs in two oifanim, a person can do mitzvahs in a oifin of I'm me, I have my life, I have my world. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu can force and tell me what to do, and that's one way to look at it. A second way to look at it is, I have no mitzias. Lom lichayim, if I don't have that world of mitzvahs. It's a very, very different, a whole different appreciation. B'meila, when a person does mitzvahs, mitzad the first oifin, then he does what Hashem told him to do, and that's all that you see in the mitzvah. It's me as an outside person being told what to do. when a person does mitzvahs with the second approach, with the Haidadic approach, then his entire mitzvahs is, I'm doing the mitzvahs as a yada richta of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world something, and I'm the one that can bring it into this world. So when I make a bakasha to do something, mikoyach, the second maidim, then it's something very different. Let's give an example. If let's say somebody does me a favor, and he hires me to fix the roof in his house, gives me a job, pays well, fix the roof in his house. I'm not, then if I ask also to fix the floor, I'm asking for something. It's a request. If I'm a Baal Chesed and I helped somebody do it for free because I know he needs it and I did it. Now when I say I would like also to do the floor, it's not the pshat is, do I have enough guts to ask him? Or is it a chutzpah? Or it's a bakasha? It's a hemshech. I'm there for you. And now this is next. When we deher avodas Hashem as the Ribbon Shalom's, and my pu'ula is simply the chetimtza to bring it out, so then asking for it becomes a chelik of these batlos. You sent me for Y, I can do X and I can do Z also, and let me do it. That's the difference between the two. The Maiden Rabbanan, the Rashi says, the Gemara says, Al Shonim Maidim. It's because it's made of a whole bunch of pieces, you don't have so much the Hemshech. The core Nusach is, Maidim Anachnu Loch, Al Shonachnu Maidim Locha, Baruch Kelo Yidois. And then all the other pieces are pieces. And Rashi says, we made it you that with Dovuk in you. In other words, it's a double deher. I deher that all of my mitzias is you, and b'meila, it's a haidah that this is who I am. When I ask over here for bakasha, kein chayenus kaimenu v'sesko sein chasko shecho lishmo chokel hasut seinecho lovdru v'sholem, I'm not asking a bakasha. B'teiras me, who would like to earn points and get something, and therefore I'm asking from you. My tvia is b'teiras, could I be the shliach for this also? At the end of the day, Klal Yisrael being beis hamikdash, and lasis elishmo chokech, lasis tzeinecha, ulantchum v'sholom, is not me doing it, I'm doing it for you. The mitzvah I'm doing for you. Like David HaMelech said, miyotcha nasanulcha. Whatever I gave you is from you. All I am is the tzinar through which you're accomplishing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to accomplish in the world certain things. When I do a mitzvah, I'm a shliach and I'm accomplishing for him. And b'meila, a bakasha for another a chance doesn't fall under the gidri bakasha of Shmoneh Esrei, which are the middle bakashas, but rather it's a very different type of inyan. I've gone from me as a private person with bakashas for me, and I'll do what I'm supposed to do. But at the end of the day, it's for me. Once I say moedim and I'm ishtachaver, then that means that my whole mitzias is a yoda richta, and the mele the bakashas are not bakashas. It's the bakasha. Could I also do this? Can I also do this? Can I also do this? It's all doing for you. I'm totally bottom doing it for you. The mitzvah, the Ner Chanukah. There are many indications, Raya's Rimazim, that it was, so to speak, a me'en of that locus neiris of the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, Aveda had become bottle in the world, and because they were Moise Nefesh, and in neiris, there's a certain expression of the ultimate Moise Nefesh, we were able to salvage the mitzvah and keep it in a certain surah in the world, in our world as well. And b'meila, so the haidah here is that this mitzvah was given back to us because we showed Mesiras Nefesh, and because we were Mevatel our Metzias. On top of that, that mitzvah came back to us. So the Hodah lies in the very mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, because it's the one mitzvah. It's the same tefillah of that the bakasha to come back, that became a reality to some degree in Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, and that's why it's called a Hoidah. That's what Raman Biskiraz, they call that a Hoidah. I'd like to take this Nekuda and move it over to an Indian that's Negea across the board. A person can do mitzvahs with many different attitudes. So forget about Shaloi Lishma of the type of, you know, if he does it to show off, or for money, if it's shayach or whatever, those are all shalashmos, real shalashmos. That's okay. The her of normal der mitzvah is in a mitzvah. I still exist. I have a chira. I choose to do a mitzvah. I become a better person if I do the mitzvah. I become more ruchni, however you want to describe it, I get schar for it, Kadosh Baruch Hu merutzi with me, and so on. Those are many descriptions of the olam mitzvahs which focus around me, and it's valid in the sense Kadosh Baruch Hu made me as an independent person. I'm myself. I think myself. I feel myself. I'm aware of myself. A person who is ruchni is aware of the fact that the world of mitzvahs is good for him, brings out the best in him, everything you want. But then there's another deher, and that is that my whole metzias is because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted to do something in the world, and the only chetimtza is through people. That was Ritzonei. And b'meila, I was a person who's zeicha to be mekayim a mitzvah, becomes a yada richter of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and enables the lasas ritzoncha. It enables to accomplish what Hashem wanted to come to this world. That's the ultimate in that teher. The proof will be: is there any difficulty that knocks me out? So, if it's for my benefit, there's a certain cost and price relationship. What am I paying for this? And what am I getting from this? Or, at best, I can do it begrudgingly. This mitzvah is not so good, and this mitzvah is difficult, whatever, but I have to do it. I have no choice. There's a chazal, the Medrash, that speaks about that you don't know the Matan Schar of Mitzvahs. So it says, why Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give, didn't say how much Schar is for each mitzvah. It gives a mushel of a gardener, a king who wanted to have a beautiful garden. A beautiful garden includes all sorts of different flowers, trees, shrubs, plants, etc. It doesn't pay the same. And if you were to tell the gardeners what you get paid the most, then everybody would run to do that. So if planting roses is difficult and gets paid the most, is nicest, everybody would become a rose specialist. And nobody would be doing the other stuff. But then say about the schar. So what's the pshat in that chazal? Is it, I mean, it's meant to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu pulled the first one on us? Like you know, we you get a lot more of for this instead of that? The answer is, it depends. Are you looking at the olam mitzvahs as a sachir or as a balabas? If you're a yad arichta Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the question is what's needed from you, not what will make you better cheshever and so on. What's needed? It's a big garden, and a garden is complete only when it has all the pieces. The Baruch Shalom created the world to be a makom shalem, which needs to have many pieces. The consideration we should be oisik in, the question should be, what does the Baruch Shalom want from me? And in that, I see my fulfillment. Moedim alshana moedim, that a person should deher, that ashrei li, that my metzias is to do what's needed to and what's wanted to do. That's a deher of a person who's that's the response to moedim. When a person gets up and says, Ribbono Shalom, my whole metzias is buttle to you, and the emes, my accomplishments are buttle to you, and everything. Then the person says, and I am grateful, I am moedim for that moedim, that I'm so dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a deher that this is a very, it's a completely different mahalach than any other mahalach. A person who has some ruchnistic sensitivity tends to be annoyed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a mitzvah he didn't ask for and doesn't present the mitzvahs that he did ask for. There was somebody in yeshiva many years ago, a bacha, who had a geschmack in money, let's call it that way. And he said he's not so cut off for learning, but he thinks his tafkid is to make a lot of money and to give a lot of tzedakah. So I told him, maybe the tafkid is he should work and have a lot of nesiyonis with honesty, be oimidur all of it, and not make a lot of money, but be a tremendous, you're the one that's puts down the amud of integrity. He says, no. His job is to make a lot of money, a lot of stuck. I told him I could see virtually the other one, and he wasn't having any of it. He knew exactly what his tafkid was. So what's the pshat? The teretz is, he has a sense of, it's good, so that's very grub. But a person can also have different ruchniyistik sense of things, and his tafkid is not what he expected it to be. Or a person feels mitzvahs are taking a toll on him. So he does it because he was told to do it, because he has to do it, because it's good for him. But those all, they don't really, it's survivable, but it doesn't really make it that the person should deher himself in his killing himself following a mitzvah. By vast, a person who's a yid who's doing what he should be doing is really torn apart because there's so much to do and so much needs attention and it's difficult. It's demanding. And if a person feels that it's very hard when the mahalach is, I've got myself and now I have to, mitzvahs enhance me, whatever it is. When a person deheres a little bit that his real metzias is how much is a yada richta kadosh baruch hu, how much his whole metzias is in how much he shtals to the Rebbe Shalom and does what he has to do, whatever the difficulties, whatever the price is, and so on, then a person becomes a very different person. A person says, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to do it. The moedim that I'm nachem dvukim b'cha. This is what else do I have? Me'anu mechayenu. That's something which expresses itself in the mesiras nefesh for a mitzvah, and how much a person gives up for a mitzvah. Let's give a dugma. Each and every person pays schar limud for his kids, whatever he pays, and for us, it takes a huge chunk out of the money we make. And a person who's earning a salary and a reasonable salary has a mishpacha and hara, and a person can look at it and say, no matter how hard I work, all the money is going for schar limud and one thing or another thing, if I have more money, it's for koil and so on. So what do I have? And if he's regards, okay, so at least this way, no, they're fine, and so on. But that's not very, very, that attitude is difficult. You're dragging a large burden. But if a person says, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to bring up six kids. In other words, Rebbeinu Hashem sent me to be maimed six neshamas, a dozen neshamas, whatever it is. And he was mazmin me work, and I had timtza, I should be able to. And this is my tafkid. So if I did what I was supposed to do, asit shlichuscha is what a person is there for. I once heard from Salvechik, actually. He said in the famous Gemara needed that the mashbiya the neshama tia tzalek al tia rasha. Say shtolzu the Rambam that there was a minig that a shliach could be mashbiya like Eliezer. You'd be mashbiya the shliach to do his shlichus. So he said it's the hashbos hashlichus of a person. If a person with their hair, this is who I am. I'm the one that's supposed to bring these neshamas to the world and el hidden. And that's it. I've done my shlichus. So the person, if the person sees his fulfillment in asisish luchuscha, when I'm looking from my self point of view, then being misbattled to mishalech takes away from me. When I look at it, my whole metzias is only as a shliach, and that's the yad harichta is the only thing that I am. Then a person feels tremendous simcha and sipuk. He's moide on the hoidah. Chanukah, we were moise nefesh, and we were moide on the mesiras nefesh. Ashreinu that we were zeicha to give up our lives in order to reclaim the mitzvah of Chanukah, the mitzvah of Neiris. That mitzvah of Neiris becomes nitzchi. And it's not affected by it. The Chuk Mitzvah Mikdash affected us and our mitzvahs. But Neiris, since it was Her and Nafshim Lomos and they were Mois Nefesh, that became that mitzvah that becomes this in Chal Yisrael. It's something that each and every person, wherever a person is, he struggles with it. He could do something cheshiva, better, bigger, different, have more money, whatever it is. If the pshat is, I started myself, and mitzvahs are an obligation or opportunities to grow, whatever, then the tain is a tain, and I struggle with it. But if the pshat is that my metzias yad arichta, the haidah of Neres Chanukah is, I have no metzias but that metzias. And that's why I'm not being moisen nefesh for somebody else's mitzvahs. My metzias nefesh is what I am. Then a person is zeicha to moidim al moidim. Moidim al moidim is that the person understands that there's that the haidah itself, the izdakus of Rebbeinu Shlom, and in saying that I'm yad harichta, deserves a moid on its own. And when a person has that, then any bakasha for siyata d'shmaya and being memale d'shlichus, it's not a bakasha. It's not nidna on a schusim. It has a very different halacha. It's if in as much as I see my mitzias, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses that shlichus to fulfill things. It's a nekuda of it's a unique nekuda. It's not something it's an ultimate nekuda. And Chazal were misakin for us halal in the normal gather of shevach that we should have and hoidah for this special gilui that happened at Chanukah, and something to take away in terms of our whole perspective of Olam Mitzvahs, and it can turn something which is a terrible strain and very difficult into something which becomes our chiyus, our mitzvahs, and a hoidah that we were zeicha to be made to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a lichtin Chanukah.
Go ahead. Thank you.